you know, when you live in a community like we do, and in such a, obviously, look, you guys are the ones that we lean on when we need you. You know, obviously with Mitch Albom, with the Hunger Free and the D that we just did recently, and the Salvation Army, all of the causes, it's because of our community, Sean. It's because of the people that live here. They're just so giving. They're just so caring, and they really take that on. And another just superb organization is the Goodfellows. And once again, they're getting ready for their annual event, honoring the On the Street event. Detroit Goodfellows will be in Campus Martius, and they'll be giving you a different opportunity to give and help them raise more than $1 million this year for their holiday gift program. And to help us break it all down is our friend Beth Connolly, the Goodfellows president. She joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Beth, it's so nice to talk with you. And once again, this year, you're going to have boots on the ground in Campus Martius. And all of this money goes to such a worthy cause. And I'm just so excited that you guys are underway once again.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're real excited today to be back to one of our great traditions for over 100 years. The Detroit Goodfellows have been selling newspapers on the streets of Detroit to help raise money for our 30,000 holiday gift packages. So we're back out today, although it's not as quite as traditional as the past, but we'll still be out there selling newspapers from 11, or a special holiday newsletter we're selling today from 11 to 2 at Campus Martius. And we're super excited to be back out there. Obviously, the pandemic slowed us down a little bit with our newspaper sales, but today we're back.
So you said it's non-traditional. What does that mean? How is it not traditional?
So today we're going to sell a special holiday newsletter versus a newspaper. As you know, newspapers aren't all as sold as much as they used to be, so that's a little different. And normally we'd be already out on the street selling, starting at 6 a.m. So today we're just a little bit pared down with our hours, hitting the lunchtime rush around Campus Martius from 11 to 2. So just a little different than what we've normally done in the past.
You know, that's the interesting thing. I mean, I don't need to tell everybody how the times have changed, certainly over the last couple of years, but the need is definitely still there, Beth.
Sure. So we estimate through our research that 2 out of 3 children that go to Detroit schools receive a Goodfellow package. So the need is out there. When you think of children for ages 4 to 13 that we're creating these boxes for, we're giving them things that are practical, like hats and gloves, sweatpants, sweatshirts, dental kits. But we're also giving them some fun things, too, as far as like gifts or toys and games. And the little girls get dolls, handmade dress dolls. So the need is big. And we are just so excited to be out there today to sell these papers, to raise our money so we can do these boxes for 30,000 children.
It really is incredible. And I think the mantra that you guys carry with you every year, no kitty without a Christmas, certainly plays into the good work that you do at Goodfellows. And the goal this year is to raise $1.2 million. And I think that it certainly is attainable, but you need the community's help. I want you to tell our listeners the importance of these packages for the kids, not only from a morale standpoint, but it does give them a boost and it does kind of set them up for the rest of the year. Talk to us about the importance of this.
Sure. You know, I think it goes without saying a little bit that making a child happy or putting a smile on a child's face is super rewarding. So it makes us feel good. But listen, these are some of the only gift packages or presents that this child will get this year for the holidays. And it makes them feel special and it gives them the warm sweatshirts and hats and gloves and things that they need to get to school every day. So we feel really proud to be able to give these gifts out. And we know that it's meaningful because these are just day-to-day things that we may take for granted, but not everybody has. So it's just such a wonderful feeling to be able to help children.
Beth, one of the amazing things about being at the Goodfellas breakfast not that long ago in October was talking to all the people that were out there. I remember talking to Chief White in particular, how the Goodfellas touched their life and how important it was for them to say, hey, this made an impact in my life. Now I want to go make an impact in others' lives.
That's, you know, I truly admire all of my Goodfellow peers that received packages as a child, and now they're out helping to fundraise. As you know, we work really closely with the Detroit Police Department. We couldn't do it without their support and Chief White. And as you mentioned, Chief White, you know, he's been touched by the Goodfellows himself. So it's just great to see those in the community that receive these packages come back years later and be helping to support our mission of No Kitty Without a Christmas.
Mm. Tony Michaels, of course, with the parade company, has done so much in this community. He's the Goodfellow of the Year. Paul W. Smith is a past Goodfellow of the Year. You just do such tremendous work. And if people want to give today and in the future, where can they do that?
So a great way to give today, one, come see us out at Campus Martius from 11 to 2, buy one of our special holiday newsletters. Otherwise, if you're not out today or you're not in Detroit, just visit our website, DetroitGoodfellows.org. And right now is, you know, our big fundraising time. We're trying to get that $1.2 million mm-hmm. goal to do these 30,000 packages. But we look forward to support from the community year-round. We, while No Kitty Without a Christmas is our main mission, we like to support other parts for children with camps and mm-hmm. shoe programs. So hit our website and make a donation today. That's the best way to do it.
Beth Connolly, thank you so much. God bless you for what you're doing. And we can't wait to see how much money you raise. Best of luck today and in the future. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. It really is, Sean, and I think you're right. When you look at the folks that have benefited from this and then want to in turn pay it forward, I think it's unbelievable.
It's awesome. It was really cool to see how many people were touched by it.
It's spectacular.